Welcome to School of Rock, a new show produced in the Taconic High School studios by the students and teacher in the new multimedia CTE program. I'm your host and teacher, Jamie Chiquette. Each week, the students and I will explore connected themes in rock songs and other related genres, making those connections while listening to some great music. For my teacher set, I thought I'd get introspective this week and play a few songs that exude nostalgia. Music is inherently sentimental, but sometimes certain songs signify a time and place that harkens better days or even inserts a place marker in a certain era of your life, or just gives a good vibe. The first song is Wichita Lineman, written by Jimmy Webb and performed by Glenn Campbell in 1969. Now, I've never been an electrical lineman, nor lived in Kansas, or was even alive in 1969, but this song does a good job of placing the listener in the Midwest on a summer day and thinking about life while being on the job. Check out Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. That
was Wichita Lineman, the 1969 song written by Jimmy Webb and performed by Glenn Campbell. Next up is a time I can relate to. Sitting in my bedroom as a kid in the early 1980s and taking out my vinyl copy of Thriller by Michael Jackson and listening to my favorite song on the album, Human Nature. Originally written by Steve Porcaro of Toto and intended to be a Toto song, producer Quincy Jones heard the band's demo, who were playing many instruments in the studio for the Thriller production at the time, and thought it would make a great Michael Jackson song. The song was released as a single and charted many times on different Billboard charts. At the time, I only owned a couple of albums and can still remember dropping the needle over and over on this classic as I reminisce about a great time of music discovery from my childhood. So here is Human Nature by Michael Jackson.
Looking out across the night, city winks asleep as I hear her voice shake my window. Sweet seducing sighs get me out into the night, for walls won't hold me tonight. If this town is just an apple, stranger. Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl? She knows I'm watching. She likes the way I stare. If they say why,
was Human Nature, the 1983 hit by Michael Jackson. The final song in my set is I'll Be Over You by the band Toto. Probably more popular for hits like Rosanna and Africa, Toto was not only a force in pop, rock, and stadium-driven music, but they were also a studio band that backed many famous acts in the day, like Steely Dan, Seals and Crofts, Boz Scaggs, Sonny and Cher, and of course, Michael Jackson. The 1986 single from their album Fahrenheit screams mid-1980s, and you can almost smell the gym at the high school dance as the DJ cues up this one as one of the last slow songs of the night. So check out I'll Be Over You by Toto.
Some people live their dreams. Some people close their eyes. Some people's destiny passes by. There are no guarantees. There are no
So that will do it for my teacher set this week, but I'm excited to hear what our students have come up with for their themes. First, we feature Cody, who's exploring the heavier side of rock and grunge.
Hello, I'm Cody, and I'm a senior at Taconic High School, and I'll be talking about and playing three different songs by three different people, and they are about anger, fear, and excitement. So let's rock out into our songs. So the first song we have is Nirvana's 1991 song, Smells Like Teen Spirit, from their second album, Nevermind, which are one of my favorite bands, and it was written by Kurt Cobain, Chris Novoselic, and Dave Grohl. And the song is about rebellion against societal expectations and mainstream culture, and the emotions in the meaning of the song is frustration, and the song's raw energy and the aggressive guitar riffs evoke a sense of frustration and revelation, and which was a hallmark of the grunge movement. And now, let's take a listen to Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit.
We'll be right back.
And that was Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. Now the next song is Metallica Enter Sandman. It was released in 1991. And that was Nirvana Smells Like Teen Spirit. Now the next song is Metallica Enter Sandman. It was released in 1991. And with their fifth studio album called Black, which is definitely a classic and one of my favorite Metallica albums. And it was written by Kirk Hammett along with James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich. And the song is about nightmares and fear, and the emotions is about fear. And the meaning about the song's lyrics are filled with references to nightmares, sleep paralysis, and unsettling imagery, and creating an atmosphere of fear intense. And the meaning of anxiety is about the haunting, relentless rhyme, and the eerie, haunting guitar riffs contribute to a sense of unease, reflecting a deep sense of anxiety and vulnerability. And now let's listen to Enter Sandman by Metallica. And that was Enter Sandman by Metallica, which is one of my dad's and my favorite songs by Metallica. And finally, we have Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses from their 1978 and first album, Appetite for Destruction. And it was written by the band themselves, Guns N' Roses. And the song is about excitement, which means the fast-paced rhythm and energetic instrumentation bring a sense of excitement and adrenaline. And for the survival instinct, meaning the song paints a picture of a jungle-like environment where survival is the key. And it taps into emotions of being tough and resilient in the face of harsh challenges, representing the hustle of city life and the struggle to make it through. And it's one of my favorite Guns N' Roses song. And now, let's take a listen to our last song, Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
Welcome to the jungle.
And I hope you enjoyed those three classic and hard metal rock songs. And now we are going to head back to Mr. Showcat.
Hey, thanks, Cody. Now we feature our final student, Brendan, who's looking at a utopian city thread in his set.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brendan. Today, I'm going to give you a couple of songs that have the theme of utopia, where everything is as it should be. First up, we have a classic rock song by the Guns N' Roses, first released in 1987 on their album Appetite for Destruction. This song paints a picture of an idealized escape from reality. This song is one of the first that comes to mind when you think of classic rock. This is Paradise City by Guns N' Roses.
Oh,
That was Paradise City by Guns N' Roses. Next, we move to a reggae-infused perspective of Utopia with Sublime's Perfect World, released on their 1991 album, Ja Won't Pay the Bills. This song has two different rarity versions, both on Ja Won't Pay the Bills and on their collection, Everything Under the Sun. This next one you're about to hear is from the former. This is Perfect World by Sublime. That was Perfect World by Sublime. Rounding out our set, we have Thin Lizzy's classic rock anthem, The Boys Are Back in Town. Released on their 1976 album, Jailbreak, this song remains a staple for rock and roll in the 70s. This song's story of the returning home with your friends and just having a real good time. This is The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. Shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys. Cooper's Bar and Grill. The drink will flow and blood will spill. And if the boys wanna fight, you better let them. That jukebox in the corner blasting out my favorite song. The nights are getting warmer, it won't be long. Won't be long till summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
That was The Boys Are Back in Town by Thin Lizzy. Thanks for listening to my set. Now, back to Mr. Chiquette.
All right, and thanks, Brendan. And thanks to both Cody and Brendan for their sets. And thank you to all of you for listening to our show. Next week, we'll return with some new students from our class and some new musical connections in rock. And check out our other podcast talk show, Up on Taconic, which also airs each week on WTBR and other podcasting sites. Thanks for listening to School of Rock, and we'll see you next time. School of Rock was produced at Taconic Studios in the school's audio production suite using state-of-the-art software and hardware and is supported by the Pittsfield Public Schools.